Where are we right now in terms of adjuvant therapy of patients who have HER2 positive tumors?
One of the amazing stories within the last couple of years has been the numerous trials showing a benefit for adjuvant trastuzumab in patients who have HER2 positive disease. The question has become, of course, how low do you go and at what risk level would you not administer trastuzumab to a patient who has a HER2 positive tumor? Certainly, if the patient has a HER2 positive ERPR negative tumor, I think most oncologists would recommend trastuzumab in combination with chemotherapy in that setting. The problem comes in for patients who have small tumors that are hormone receptor positive. And many of those patients can do well with endocrine therapy alone. Is it really necessary to give chemotherapy plus trastuzumab in that population? The third issue, I think, is for high-risk subjects who, for example, may be hormone receptor positive but not be suitable candidates for adjuvant chemotherapy, would using trastuzumab in addition to endocrine therapy be useful without chemotherapy? And what I'm talking about would be, say, an elderly woman who has multiple positive lymph nodes. I would suppose the same could be speculated or said to be true for a woman who has hormone receptor negative disease as well. I think there's a legitimate question about whether giving adjuvant trastuzumab alone would be a reasonable option in that patient, and we just don't know the answer to that question.
Are there situations in your own practice outside of a clinical protocol setting where you might consider that strategy of using trastuzumab without chemo?
I have done that in a few select individuals, again, generally elderly women who have multiple positive nodes.